This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Mona Lisa is getting a room of her own at the Louvre in Paris, France. You may have seen the pictures. Crowds of people standing on their tippy toes and contorting their bodies with phones held up high, all to get a glimpse and a photo of Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa. While efforts have been made to control the chaos, like limiting daily visitors, the situation has reached a tipping point, so much so that the famous painting is now getting a dedicated room at Paris's Louvre Museum. French President Emmanuel Macron made the announcement, saying, "The Louvre will be redesigned and restored to become the epicenter of art history for our country and beyond." The room revamp for Da Vinci's masterpiece is part of a bigger museum renovation and expansion plan, which includes overhauling aging infrastructure and creating a new entrance to alleviate overcrowding. The renovations and improvements will be partly paid for by increasing ticket prices for visitors from countries outside the European Union starting next year. Renewable clean energy is providing countries around the world with sustainable electricity. Last year, Irish wind farms provided a third of that country's power and set a new energy milestone. Ireland produced 5,000 megawatts of onshore wind-generated electricity, more than halfway to Ireland's 2030 target. The amount of electricity generated by Ireland's wind farms last year, more than 13,000 gigawatt hours, was more than 1.5 times the total consumption of all of Ireland's residential electricity customers. It was Ireland's second best December on record for wind energy, providing 41% of Ireland's electricity in the winter month. The city of Cork led in December, producing more wind energy than any other site in Ireland. The Montana legislature meets for no more than 90 days every 2 years in regular legislative session, during which the Montana Historical Society gives free tours of the state capitol, now through April, in Helena. Free daily tours of the People's House give visitors a backstage look. The Montana Historical Society hosts daily, hour-long tours which share the state's history with hundreds of school kids and visitors to the Capitol from across the state each week. The goal of the tours is to educate all ages and provide an experience to see history and watch it unfold right before everyone's eyes. People on the tour visit all 4 floors of the nearly 126-year-old Montana Capitol building and visit the Senate Chamber, the old Supreme Court Chamber, and the House of Representatives, which features one of the most popular stops on the tour. The Charlie Russell painting of the Salish Indians at Ross's Hole meeting the Lewis and Clark expedition. Montana Capitol tours are available at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Monday through Friday and are available on the weekends by request. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.